Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
All right, welcome to Gamer Tag Radio, and this is a brand new episode, of course. This is your host, Danny, and joining me for this episode is my brother, Nano. Nano, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
All right, so
glad to be back.
How are you doing? How are you doing
good.
And everything?
What do you mean, like personally? How am I?
Yeah. Personal health, everything, man. Last time you were sick.
Straight, man. I'm fine. Feeling great over everything.
All right, good. So for those who are listening, we're going to be talking about Phantasy Star Online 2, New Genesis, and why this to me is PSO3, but based on everything.
You know what? It is PSO3. The naming is, I don't know. I guess they're saying it like it's just an update to the current game.
Don't say much. But if you save it for the show, because I got to do an intro. Save it for the show. All right. Head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Post your comments and feedback. And also, you can find us on any podcast app. All you have to do is just search for Gamertag Radio. Make sure to subscribe, follow us, post a review, share with your friends. That will help us out a lot. Also, if you'd like to send us questions and feedback for our fan mail episode, here's how you can contact us.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Nano. I know you wanted to go in and talk about this away. You know, you're not used to recording this much, but you know, it's good to do a little tease in the beginning and then the conversation starts after, you know. But first thing first, so we watched the presentation at Xbox Games Showcase, and it looked like it was like an update at first, right? I was confused. I was like, what is this? But it says the 20th anniversary of PSO. Very, very confusing. So then Sega sent me and all the media a press release, which it explains more about the game and everything. And then after, they also posted a video on the official website of PSO2. So Nano, before we start talking about all the details about this Phantasy Star Online 2 New Genesis, were you confused at first? Did you thought this was like an update or something for the game?
Initial thoughts watching the trailer, you know, what was shown in the showcase, it felt like a brand new game entirely. You know what I mean? Until they revealed that it was named New Genesis and it still carried Phantasy Star Online 2 in the title, it didn't make sense. The update looked completely different. The trailer was a new game.
Yeah.
Like, graphically everything. So yeah, there was a lot of confusion there. I don't know why don't they just move on to 3, but I guess they want to keep expanding the world.
Yeah,
I know this is gonna run side by side with the other one somehow.
Yeah,
but it feels like a whole different game.
Yeah, I mean it has a brand new game system, character creation, the graphic engine looks different, even the world looks entirely different. The combat, it's kind of similar, but it seems more, it reminded me of like Monster Hunter, more like that type.
It's a lot bigger, right? Like it looks better in every aspect. I think mobility, just going off of what I saw in the trailer, you could run around so quickly. Now you could fly around.
Yes.
The travel, it looks like they've improved it so much. It just feels so different. I don't know why it's called PSO 2.
There is a theory because of that. So the theory is, this is where Sega has made the most money. Out of all their games that they have, PSO2, especially in Japan, makes a lot of money. If they were to change this and put PSO3 and just release the game as PSO3 New Genesis, then I think it will divide the community from the old PSO2 and the new one. And I think that will make them make less money for the company. Personally, that's what I think. And I know there was other theories too from other content creators that say the same exact thing. And this makes sense. The reason is, when you download this standalone game, you could use the same account, your same account that you have from your previous game, and you could transfer your character and your gear and all the stuff that you got from the previous game will be available there. The only thing you
can't...
Well,
that's the thing. It's not going to be its own game, is it?
It's a
standalone. The same client, and then you just choose which one you want to boot up.
Well, they say it's a standalone game. I got this from the press release and everything.
I know articles. I read the same text document that you got, and it's it sounds to me like it's just an update to the current game, a massive update, where you start up Phantasy Star Online 2, and you get to choose either New Genesis or the, you know, whatever episode they're going to be on, I guess, 6. Or 4 is being released now, right?
Episode 4 comes out the first week of August.
I think it's August 5th, something like that. It's something around that timeline. But yeah. I'm assuming we'll get the remaining 2 episodes in the next year and a half, or whenever PSO New Genesis is going to release in, what, 2021?
Yeah, I think it's going to be most likely February of 2021.
Plenty of time where this game is still relevant. You know, what we have now in Game Pass, there's no reason to stop playing the game. You could still carry on your character. Not a lot of things transfer over. Like, your level obviously doesn't come over. That's why it's a new game in that aspect. But the clothes that you get, you know, if you like the way your character looks, you could take that with you.
Yeah. Even my mag, Dreamcast mag, I could bring that with me.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of things that, like, you can't take your full character progression, but you could take a few things that could transfer over without affecting the overall game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's more than enough reason to keep playing PSO 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Personally, I don't know why they didn't give it a new name at this point.
It's just marketing.
Avoid that confusion.
Yeah, because see, a lot of people thought, oh, I'm going to play the same game. I'm like, no, this is a brand new standalone game. It's confirmed from Sega. Like, this is a brand
new... It feels like a Wii U moment all over again. Yeah,
so let's say you are a new player. Never played PSO 2, and you download this. You're starting from scratch, too. Everybody that downloads this is going to start from scratch. We're not
bringing anything,
our
cosmetics
level
would be the only difference that you'll really see from the get.
Mm-hmm. Now,
and a lot of the other currency that's really hard to get, I would assume, is going to go as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what this is going to be about. I mean, I know I was reading the story about the game. This takes place 1,000 years after Phantasy Star Online 2. So I want to know more about the enemies and just everything overall. I'm excited.
I got to see how they treat the battle system, because it looked so much better.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way you move around, the mobility of the character, the boss fight that they showed small in that trailer, that small clip, it looked so good. And I'd love to see what they change.
What was the thing, in your opinion, got you the most attention out of the whole thing that they presented?
I would say the landscape and the movement. It looked like such a wide open world, right? Like a true open world experience.
Mm-hmm.
And the way your character, like, that's the thing, right? With this game, when we played it, I loved it, but that's because I love PSO, and I've been playing it since I was 12, 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That game speed, I'm used to it, but I could see why people can't just pick it up and start playing as much as I do, or with as much joy as I do. I think they improved on that, and they made it faster. You know, this new game looks way quicker. You're like, you're running around the map with ease,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't feel so clunky and boring as like PSO 2 is.
Yeah, I was reading this here that, yeah, this is going to come out after the launch of Episode 6, and right now we're Episode 4. Coming out in a few days. This is from the blog. It says, this update may come as a surprise to those who are still playing Episode 3 in Japan. PSO 2 recently celebrated its 8th anniversary. I can't believe it's been 8 years with this.
It has been a long time. It's an old game, man.
Yeah, and it's gearing up for the end of Episode 6. Because the game system and graphics engine were created 8 years ago, they wanted to just create something new for the game already, man. Completely new. I mean, think about it, man. It's been a long time since a brand new standalone Phantasy Star Online 2. I mean, a Fantasy Star Online game.
Look, it's 8 years of success that they've had with this game. Mm-hmm. There's a huge base for it. The community is... You see how popular it is here, you know? Like, they just released it in on Game Pass, and it was a hit. Mm-hmm. I think the game's awesome. You know, the community's strong. There's a bunch of people online when I jump on.
Mm-hmm.
I understand them not wanting to lose that crowd, you know?
Yeah.
And keeping the same name, I guess. But this feels like such a brand new game that it should have been celebrated as such.
Yeah, so I'm reading here things that you can't bring to the new game. Skill rings. Materials, boost items, items used for battle, growth, and enhancement. Yeah, I mean, makes sense, man.
The most important thing is you can't bring your character progression at all.
Nah, and I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
Yeah, it's a brand new game. You have to look at it like that. It's the same universe or world or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new game. It is what it is.
Yeah, and the difference between this game and the last game when it launched, this one is going to launch globally at the same time. Thank God, because before it was like Japan first, then a few months later the United States and Europe after that, you know. But it looks good that this is launching globally, which is awesome. I think.
Yeah, no, it's a good strategy that they have for the game. Finally, everybody gets to play it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to know is when will we see more information on the new systems that they're going to have in the game? What's the currency going to be like? Are they going to keep a lot of the same ticket systems that they had with the fun tickets and all the other casino merchandise that you get?
Yeah, I have a lot of questions about that too. I think once it gets closer to 2021, we might hear. And then once the new year begins and it's getting even closer to the launch of PSO to New Genesis, I think that's when they're going to start releasing more updates, not only in the blog, but also videos on YouTube, social media, and other places, man. So, and I hope there's like events in the old game where we get to see like special videos. It'll show you like new content.
Well, that's the thing. Like, we have so much left to play of PSO2,
mm-hmm,
that like we'll be busy till 2021 with gameplay that we've never had. You know, we're still releasing what, episode 4 in a week.
Yeah.
After that, we'll have 5 and 6 to get through before the new game even drops. There's so much time to invest in PSO2 and still get that new experience for us, at least. You know, in Japan, they're well over it.
Yeah.
You know, the community's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think this is going to keep us busy all the way to next year, man, until the game comes out.
It's a good time to play.
Yeah, and it's free. Yeah, so like, it's totally free. Both games are going to be free. So, and the thing is about Xbox Game Pass that I really like about is that they give you premium content that if you're part of the service, you subscribe to the service, you'll get that in the game. So most likely we're going to see that with the new game once it launches too. So this is going to be available for Xbox One, Xbox Series X, and also PC. Now, I read online that Nintendo Switch is also going to get this game, but only in Japan, but it's only going to be available as a cloud streaming game that you could use that for your Nintendo Switch. So
in Japan only?
Only in Japan, yeah.
Okay, well, makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. Well, I would have wanted to hear, but okay.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I mean, look, man, I wish it's available here too, because I could transfer on the go. But here's the thing. Nano, that I could easily bring this game to my mobile device or tablet once Project S Cloud officially launches, and I could still continue.
What's going to be the? Do we have an official name, or are we still calling it X Cloud?
S Cloud still. September is the official launch, so most likely we'll hear the name. Maybe in August. This is when Xbox is planning to have another press conference. This is where they're going to announce more about their products, the services, the price, maybe Lockhart. Also a couple games, maybe announcements, maybe like one or two for this event. And that's going to be sometime next month. And
you feel like it's going to be a Lockhart announcement?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know if you got to see the white picture. I mean, a white controller picture that's been going around the web. That's Lockhart. Because if you think about it, Xbox One
you
X.
You say it with so much confidence, like it's so much.
No, I'll tell you why. You know. But let me finish. I'll tell you why.
I was there when they took the photo.
No. I'll tell you why. So if you think about what we have now, what Xbox One X, what color is that?
What do you mean?
The color of the console. You have it.
Yeah, it's black.
Okay. You had the One S, correct?
Correct.
What color was that?
White.
Okay. There you go. That's what's going to happen.
What does that mean?
What's going to happen.
Is that your logic?
No, that's what's going to happen. So Xbox Series X is going to be black. Xbox Series S is going to be white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You see.
All right.
You see. And I'm confident with that.
I guess we will see.
Yeah. In a couple of weeks. But anyways, back to PSO. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy that, you know, this game is going to be available. And I'm already... Look, one of the issues that I had with PSO 2, when there's like a big raid, like one of those boss battles, I feel like the world was smaller for that amount of players running around. This one seems open.
It was way too small.
This one seems way open now, right?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. And, you know, there's not... it doesn't take as long to cover too much ground on that map because it looks so much bigger. You can't leave the mobility the same, you know? Like, so it looks like you're going to be able to get to places quicker and use certain abilities to travel faster.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that was the thing. When you played this PSO 2, you know, you have so many options of choosing your character and what class you want. And then you quickly realize, oh, man, I messed up. I should have picked, you know... this other class that travels at a faster rate. Because that game, man, I felt like I was just running around way more than I had to.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to bring up some stuff here, and you tell me your thoughts about this, okay?
What's up?
So this is from the press release I got. Game system.
I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I mean, there's a video. They have, like, clips of certain things. Not a lot, but I think... It looks
like the same game. It looks almost like the same game.
But it looks more friendly, like to use it, like Axis, like the game system overall. In my opinion,
I don't think they made too much of a big change in the game system from what I saw. Obviously, I'd have to get my hands on it, but
yeah,
it looks the PSO2 has a friendly game system. I think it's very easy to use and get around.
Well, yeah, the only thing that I was having issues was. Every time you collect items, like it's just a pain to drop it off and delete, and that's the only thing I'm like, okay, this is too much. But that's just me. All right, you said about the graphics, but I'm gonna skip that. Character creation.
Character creation is, first of all, it's ridiculous that we're getting more stuff. Do you remember how long it took to create our characters?
Yeah, it was. I mean, now, there was so 8 years options. Ago. It's 8 years ago. You know what I'm saying? So.
I know, but like they're adding more. That's crazy. Like you're gonna have so much time to change anything you want to like, really want to do on your character. Mm-hmm. I hope they allow you to change like certain costumes to be different colors. If you could affect the colors of individual items, that would be cool.
Yeah, right here it says that all of that stuff that I mentioned have been completely redesigned. So yeah, Nano, game system is not gonna be technically the same. They changed a couple things there, I think. So. All right, so here's another one. So PSO2 New Genesis features an open-world game system with an updated battle system to take advantage of the new and persistent world. So now, one of the things that I noticed, Nano, is when you battle, it's a lot better now to dodge. Way better. Because in the current one, it's a pain. It's a pain to dodge the enemies and also the bosses, but... The video that you got to see, what are your thoughts, man, overall?
The fights looked a lot faster. I think the movement was perfect. The battle speed looked fun, you know, like it wasn't as slow as the current one that we have now.
Now, let me go to the next one here. Players can move back and forth between PSO2, New Genesis, and PSO2.
Will you do that? How often will you go back and forth?
I'm moving forward. Once this game comes out,
that's what I'm saying. Like you're done, right? You're done with PSO2.
Now the only way would I do that, go back, is like if there's any special gear that It's only going to be available.
And you know what? And that could probably transfer over, correct?
Yeah. That's the reason I'll do it. That's the only reason. Or if Sega decides to add new content that's only available there and it's not a new one, then I'll go to that one. That's the only way I'll go. If not, I'll stay with New Genesis all the way. What about you?
No, I'm going New Genesis all the way. I don't think I'm ever going to go back unless there is, like you said, certain armors or weapons that are cosmetics that I could transfer over. Then I'll go back for that. But
yeah,
okay. Either way, I don't see myself going back after New Genesis. I'm done. I'm moving forward.
Now, were you surprised overall that this was announced during the Xbox Games Showcase?
I was surprised, but I did call it, sort of, because I was hoping that they would say something about it. But when I saw the trailer, at first I thought it was like Panzer or another Sega. Like, it was in that realm, you know?
Yeah.
How many like games do they have with that same art style? You know, this felt like a Phantasy Star Panzer right off the get.
You know, I noticed, this is the thing that a lot of people don't know. I noticed it was Phantasy Star Online twice. One at E3 when they announced PSO2 coming to Xbox One. I was like, wait a minute, this is PSO. You noticed right away too, right now, because of the music. Is that, look, if you're a fan of PSO, you know that music, that within seconds, you know that's the game. So that was the first time. The second time I was watching the game Xbox Game Showcase, I'm like, wait a minute, Sega, Bird Flying, Island, the music, once again, within seconds. Wait, this is PSO2? That's what I thought. But then it said it was PSO2 New Genesis. I'm like, wait a minute. This, to me, is PSO3. But whatever, I'll stick with that. But yeah, overall, I guessed it right away. Within seconds, I guess there was that, man. You know, there is a video online. Go check it out. It's on my Twitter account. Just look up Godfrey, GODFREE. So anything else, Nana, from this? I mean, the good thing about this is it's a free game. Free game.
It's free to play. They do make a lot of money, though. There's so much things for you to like purchase within the game that it's kind of worth it if you're going to devote that much time into the game, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's worth getting the pass and buying more certain cosmetics and things you can do within the game. Like, it's not a bad purchase.
At all, man. And then shout out to Arctic. I know he's been playing, well, not anymore, but he was playing a lot of PSO2, and he got excited when he got to see the new game. And look, I get it. A lot of people play this game when it came out. Look, we're fans of Phantasy Star Online since day one, from way back, and I can't believe it's going to be 20 years. 20 years. And you know what? I want to do a special podcast episode to celebrate the 20th anniversary. And I think sometime...
Do you want to get dressed up in cosplay?
No, I don't know about that. But I'm saying...
Let's dress up.
We'll get together. You and me, I'll probably get Mark. I'll get a couple people. I'll talk to a couple heads to see who wants to join. And we'll do a special 20th anniversary PSO, man. So that game completely changed me, man. It changed you too, man. So
all right, let's all agree to get a big PSO2. Since 2 is going to be the name forever, we're going to get a tattoo. To commemorate our love for the game.
There you go. No. But yeah, I'm excited for the new content, you know, and for those that are listening to this, go watch the official trailer and also watch what Sega released after that, which explains.
I think that information is very important for, especially for current players. Yeah. If you want to, you know, everybody has questions on what's getting transferred over, what's being left behind. Just know that they're not leaving PSO2 behind completely. They're still going to have things for that game. Like, it's crazy that they're going to maintain both games, you know, and they're going to put out new content for each one. I think it's important to go read that document, go see the video, kind of understand what New Genesis really is, and get ready for it, man. You have plenty of time to enjoy PSO2 right now.
Yeah, we should play again, man. When you decide to... We got to play this game, man.
To hop on? Look, let me tell you something. I'm even more motivated by hate to get my Elite Series 2 controller because Paris had to post that video. So now I'm like, I'm probably going to, if the UPS guy doesn't come today, I'm going to return it, and I'm probably going to drive 100 miles out just to find one.
How much was it, the controller for you?
I mean, I paid full price of, you know, of the controller.
What's the full price? I don't know how much was it.
Why are you trying to get in my funds, son?
Oh, God. Is it $150 or less?
No, I got it at $179.
Oof.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? My birthday's in 2 days. I use that as an excuse to buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. So look, everybody, make sure to give a shout to Nano on his birthday.
Nah, don't. You don't need to know my information.
There you go.
Better if you don't know when I was born.
But you just said it. Your birthday's in 2 days.
They don't know when we recorded this or when this is going to be released.
Yeah. Well, I am planning on releasing maybe today.
There you go. All right. Well,
there you go.
There you go.
It's all good. Nah, but everybody, just let us know your thoughts about the announcement. Like, everybody's been talking about, like, Halo and
nobody's talking about Phantasy Star, and I think it was one of the best games shown, and it was a huge joy for me, you know, as being a Phantasy Star fan.
Yeah.
Halo, I'm going to tell you my thoughts on that.
Yeah,
I'm a huge Halo guy, and you know this.
Yeah.
A big part of my life was Halo. I woke up and played it, fell asleep playing it. You know what I mean? Like, it was my life for a long time. And that trailer and what they shown at the showcase, I'm still happy. I'm excited for what's to come because I know that's an early build, but man, I wasn't too thrilled with what I saw, dude.
Well, I'll tell you this, and I mentioned in the podcast, there's games, Nano, that we got to see at E3. That we got to see the demos. It's a demo.
I know the point that you're trying to make, and I want to believe you as a true fan of the series and the franchise.
Yeah,
but man,
I'm gonna wait.
If 343 does it again to me, if they disappoint me again, I'm gonna be upset, man.
I think I mentioned this. I wasn't thrilled when they showed Alan Wake during E3. I was like, the game is like meh. And, you know, that's one of my favorite games.
Yeah, but compare Alan Wake to what Halo is.
No. I'm comparing based on game demos I got to see. And then when the game comes out, I'm like, wait a minute. Oh, snap. This is really good.
I understand
good.
That. But there's a level of anticipation for this franchise, for Halo. You know what Halo is to Xbox?
Of course. No, come on.
That's what Mario is to Nintendo.
Yeah.
Man. All right.
So, I know.
Like,
I know.
There's just I get very upset when I don't see something, or when you know what it is too that gets me even more upset, the way people are treating Halo as if it's not one of the best first person shooters. You know what I mean? Like, it's Halo is Halo still, and you have to have faith that it's going to be a good game. You know, this new 5 wasn't as bad as everybody ranks it to be.
Multiplayer was good. I didn't like the story. Sorry, the campaign was.
Yeah, okay, but you know what? We're on two different spectrums. That's what Halo is. You got the multiplayer people and the campaign people. You know,
you are more what? And multiplayer or story?
I was more multiplayer. Yeah, no, I was more in the multiplayer. I went to MLG. I was all over the scene. You know, like, that's what I love, and I love competitive aspect of Halo.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't show anything for the showcase. I didn't think they were, but what I saw, man, it was just the world looked empty. It looked unfinished. Very slow, and it looked like a regular Halo game. Like, there was nothing new there. Like, I don't care, he can grapple things. Like, it was such a cheesy, gimmicky thing that I didn't really enjoy.
Look what's gonna happen, and I'm probably gonna record a separate podcast about this, but I think if this game becomes a hit, like good reviews, everything, the same people that were talking trash about Halo, you know what they're going to do, Nano?
They're going to praise it.
They're not going to praise it. You know what they're going to do? They're going to go on their phones, download the Xbox streaming app, get a controller, a Bluetooth controller, sign up to Game Pass for like $1, and they're going to play on the low and not say anything. But they're going to play it because they're curious. Because that's the only difference is you don't need to buy an Xbox Series X. You could just get a Game Pass.
I understand that. And you know what? Like, I see the path that Microsoft sees and what they want to accomplish with Game Pass.
Yeah.
And I believe in it. I think that's the way to go. But you still have these console fanboys, you know what I mean?
That, of course.
That you think they work for Sony when they're playing out of their mom's garage, you know what I mean? Like, come on, man. Like, you got to drop the console war stuff. Like, it's over. That's not even what any company wants right now.
Yeah.
Every single company, Nintendo, Sony, Microsoft, anybody that's playing games, look at Stadia, Google. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own vision on what they think gaming is. And I don't care what it is, man. As long as people play, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whether you want to play on your tablet, your phone with xCloud, in your house with the Series X, on PC, yo, Game Pass has it all covered. It's crazy.
They want you to
play no matter what.
You play Game Pass a lot too, right? Like, I mean, it's perfect for you too because you have kids. You don't have to buy games all the time. Like, you're good.
But yo, you remember I was one of the Game Pass haters in the beginning. I'm like, why am I going to pay an extra $10 or however much it was when it first released? Just to play, or 12? It was 12, right? I don't remember what the original price was.
Yeah, when it first launched, and the thing that was lacking was content. But yo,
it had no content. I didn't like the games that they had available. Yo, now there's so many options. And so many good games being released every month that it's almost stupid not to have a Game Pass account.
And here's the thing, Dragon Quest next month.
Oh, I already have it. I have it pre-downloaded.
Yeah, same
it's
here.
It's in my queue.
Same here. That's a really good RPG game.
Yo,
too,
the moment that you sent that to me, I was just like, peace. I opened my laptop. I jumped on real quick. I'm like, no, this is getting downloaded.
You know what's the crazy part about that? I was planning to buy that game for the Switch a couple of days ago. And I'm like, let me just wait a little longer. Now I'm good. Now I'm really good.
What other game? Look, there was another game that released that I wanted to play. Oh, CrossCode.
Oh, yes.
I was ready to buy that game too. And look, boom. I could still purchase it. I'm not gonna because I'm not one of those people. Like, I understand you do it. You support the actual company and you buy it on multi platforms.
Yeah, but I have to explain about this because a lot of people think just because it's on Game Pass that the developers and the publishers are not making money. They're making money.
I understand they make money from it. But they don't make as much.
We don't know.
Well, I mean, it's there's no way.
Look. I'm not saying it's going to be more than retail, but remember, in retail, it's a lot of things. They have to pay shipping, disc, packages. The retail gets a percentage. You know, it's a lot of things. The materials, promotion materials,
and everything. They save a lot of money pushing the game digitally.
Yeah, for sure. So, and here's the thing that I like about Xbox Game Pass, which I really want to think, but don't you
miss digital? Like, I know you love digital content, but don't you miss like physical hard copy games with the paperbacks and like the booklets that they used to put so much time into? Now you just get like it's a piece of paper folded in two with a bunch of BS printed on it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like now physical copies aren't even worth it.
No, I miss
the old school physical copies.
I miss the old school one, but here's the thing that I stopped caring for it. No, I had too many games. Like, I didn't have space for that in my house.
Had a bunch of junk. You can't keep every game.
No, I had a lot of classics in there, man, in my collection.
Like, yo, look, imagine, all right, like, back to Game Pass. Imagine that you had the content. What does Game Pass have right now? Like, a couple hundred games?
It's like over 200. It's like 200 something.
So imagine having all that physical.
Yeah, it's too much.
It's ridiculous. I understand. But there's certain games that I think deserve a physical release, man.
Yeah, well,
so it's tough.
Here's the thing that what happened in the past, like in the last generation, I was saying, yo, digital is the future, and there was people sending me messages, mad, angry, that they couldn't really exchange or sell their games to their retail store because it's digital. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on a second. Mm-hmm. If you are a huge supporter of helping and supporting your favorite studio and publisher, here's the thing. When every time you go to the store and you sell that, they're not getting no money. That's 100%. The retails are making money from that, man. So when you sell a game at GameStop, and they give you like what? Let's say 10, 15 bucks, maybe 20. Hey, hold on. Maybe 20 bucks, right? They get all that money for them. The publishers, the developers, they get $0 from that. Now, with the digital, again, companies make more money in digital. Does the company they're having at the store, so let's say Epic Game Store, PlayStation Store, Xbox Store, they get a small percentage, but the rest goes to the publisher or the developers, right? So Xbox Game Pass, to me, the thing that I really like about it is that I could easily discover games that I never planned to buy. I'm curious. Let me download it. But even if you download it and you play it, the publisher and the game developer get a percentage of that. It's, think of it as like Spotify, Apple Music, even movies on Netflix. Every time you stream, they get a percentage from that. So right now, Xbox is not making a ton of money from that, because I know Aaron Greenberg said that a couple of days ago from on a podcast. But here's the thing. Disney Plus is not making a lot of money right now. And there's other streaming services that are not making money right now a lot. The thing is, this is long-term. This is not short-term. Long-term, they need a certain amount of people to subscribe. That's when they're going to start making money overall. You know what I'm saying?
It's all content, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney Plus, I have the service, but to be honest with you, the content's not there.
It's not, but you still have it, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, I use it. That's the thing. It's content for me, I would say, but for my daughter and my kids, like they love it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But see, here's the thing. The same people that are complaining about, oh, it's not for me, I don't like subscription, they subscribe to streaming services. So what is the difference? It's the same exact thing.
You're involved in a subscription no matter what, whether it's Netflix, you know, your cell phone, whatever you have on there. Like you stream on something. Like, you're already subscribing to something. I guarantee you, at least 80% of the people listening to this are subscribed to something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Game Pass, like, I was a hater at the beginning, man. It wasn't worth it in the beginning because of the content. That's why a lot of these companies now, you can't justify the subscription because of the content, lack of content. Game Pass has that. They've surpassed that hurdle a long time ago. It was worth getting Game Pass. I would argue, what, a year ago? More than that? A year and a half? They've had good content for so long.
Yep.
Now with Halo and all these other first-party games that are coming out on Game Pass, everything you saw in the showcase is available on Game Pass.
That's crazy. That was wild. That is nuts. That's 60 minutes worth of content that they showed on like during the digital event, and mm-hmm. all that is going to be available on Game Pass. The majority was first-party, but also third-party content. So Tetris Effect connected. No, I'm excited for that. Now it's gonna be multiplayer.
You already know, like, I'm, you know, obviously everybody knows this by now, I'm the best Tetris player in all of Gamertag Radio. But
yeah,
with that being said,
oh god,
I was super happy to see Effect. You know, like, you let me play it in your house on the PlayStation, and I hated that I couldn't play the game because it was so cool. It was a new way to play Tetris. It was dope. Very interactive, but now it's coming to Xbox, and I almost forgot about the game completely because I didn't have a PlayStation.
Yeah.
And now I'm super looking forward to it.
Again, Game Pass right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks to I didn't even realize that it was on Game Pass until somebody said, oh man, all these games are available on Game Pass. Dude, Game Pass Ultimate is such a good deal. They just need to finalize the price point with how Gold is going to work and Game Pass, how it's all going to be one service.
Oh, but wait. But Xbox Live Gold is included on Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. It's already included in there. It's not separate.
There's confusion in it, too, because what about Xbox Games with Gold? Does that whole thing just disappear?
No, I think they have to explain this more. But I think if you have Xbox Live Gold through Ultimate, then you're still going to be getting those two games for free every month. Because it's part of that. And what's going to happen if, let's say,
they're going to eliminate the term gold, Xbox Live Gold. Is that going to be gone?
I don't know.
Now we'll find out. No longer a gold and a silver subscription.
We'll find out next month. Because next month, mm-hmm. that's when they're going to start talking about all of that. There are enough of the games, and they're going to talk about the services, which is important. Because they could easily say this. Easily, they'll say this. Xbox Live is going to be free. Xbox Live Gold, which is the premium one, where you get the two games and so on, that's going to be available on Ultimate. They announced that. I didn't know about this, but I totally forgot about it. But they announced this, like, I think over a year ago about that. You know what I'm saying? So that and also Project S Cloud included for free. Dude, it's genius. Genius to have all that together into one package. Like, what is it you're losing? You know what I'm saying? If you are an Xbox fan, you're good. If you're not,
yeah, no, it has the title. They have the titles, dude. They have the games to back up the request that they're making from people. You know, sign up and pay this X amount of dollars a month, and you get so such and such service, xCloud, Xbox Live Gold, Game Pass library, like just and you could play it on everything. You know what I mean? Like it's such a good service that you don't even need their console. You literally don't need an Xbox to have Game Pass at this point.
And the thing
or past that, September, I would say.
What one of the things that Samsung and Microsoft plan to do is they're adding that app on every Samsung device. It could be phones, smart TVs, etc. That's more people that are gonna join the service that all they need is just a Bluetooth controller and they could play Halo, Forza, Tetris, mm-hmm. Connect,
go out everything. And buy an Elite controller, buy any Bluetooth controller you want, and boom, you have access to the full library of games. Yeah. On anything. You have tablets laying around your house, I guarantee you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you can play it on your TV, on your phone, on your tablet. It's accessible everywhere. It's insane.
I think this is going to be perfect for you now because the kids always play the consoles at home, right? Or when mm-hmm. when somebody's watching TV, you could still play games on the side, use your tablet or your phone, connect it to your controller, and you could just play it in the meantime. Like, hey, and once they're done, connect it back to the TV. Easy. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, with the release of the Series X, I'm going to have overflow of consoles in my house.
You can have a lot.
I'll have every generation of Xbox One in my home.
So you have the original still there? The OG?
The OG has still got it.
Oh my god. And it still works?
Yeah, cuz I bought a new power brick for it. Oof. So I have the S, the One X that you gave me. And now the Series 1.
Yeah.
Or Series X or whatever the hell we're calling it. I even forgot at this point.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's wrap it up here, man. Head over to GamerTagRadio.com. Listen to our past episodes. Also, you can find us on any podcast app. Just search for GamerTag Radio. And make sure to subscribe, follow us, post a review, spread the word. Just spread the word.
Buy Game Pass.
Get Game Pass, no, I'm saying. And also, if you would like to be part of our conversation fan mail episode, just contact us. And here's how.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.
All right, Nano, we're going to wrap it up here. Anything else before we wrap it up, man?
I don't know. Do you feel like we are spokesmen for Game Pass at this point?
Yeah.
Like, we've said nothing but good things.
I know. They should give us, like, a percentage.
I feel like we should just... I'm going to write it on my shirts from now on.
Like, here's our promo code.
You got $16 in your pocket? Buy it.
Buy it now. Yeah. Crazy.
No, it's worth it, man. I can't speak well enough about it.
Yeah. Can't wait, man. Can't wait for whatever else is coming up next for them, man. You know, for the company.
I'm liking the games that they're adding, dude. There's no complaints here on this end. Yeah. I used to complain so much, and now it's like, oh, I'm just looking forward to every new edition.
It's all about the content, and I'm glad to see more Japanese games in there, which mm-hmm. they were slacking big time this generation.
Oh, you know what? I have one more thing.
Yeah.
What's up with Cuphead? Is it done? Is it gone?
So very quick. So Cuphead finally came out for the PlayStation 4 last year, mm-hmm. for Nintendo Switch, the year before, of course, for Xbox One. So I was watching the update. There's no news about the DLC they're still working on. I'm like,
it's insane. How long has that DLC been announced? Yo, 2 years now, right?
Might as well just release a new game.
Yo, it's a new game.
It's going to be 4 years next year.
It's going to be 4 years?
Next year is going to be 4 years. Unless...
Yo, what's up? Oh my god, it's so wild.
And,
yo, Blake was a child. Blake was so little.
He was 6 years old.
I don't think even he plays Cuphead every now and then, but it wasn't the same level, you know, of like anticipation, and he wasn't as enthused as he was playing Cuphead this time around.
Dude, he was 6 years old when that game came out.
No, he was really good at it. He's still really good at Cuphead.
Yeah, he's waiting for the new challenge. He's waiting for the new challenge, man. And I think, and I hope that the DLC comes out this year. I think
just release it, man. Just really don't even announce it. Just throw it out.
Yeah, Like, here it is. Boom. That's it.
Yeah. Don't give me this whole, oh, coming next month, blah, 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 a bunch of BS. Give me the game. Just give me the game. I don't want to hear from you guys at this point. Just release it.
Yeah. All right. We're going to wrap it up on that note. Until next time, thank you for listening. Gamertag Radio. We'll be back Monday with a brand new episode. Take care. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.